area State Senator Sue Schenk joins us today. Good morning.
Good morning, Greg. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, delighted to have you here. I'm glad we can hear you this week. I don't know. I don't know what happened last week. That was crazy. Hey, I know you're working on the budget, and you're are you chair of the or just on the Department of Corrections Committee?
I am chair of the committee that handles the Department of Corrections budget.
Yeah, isn't that the biggest budget we have?
It is. It has the most general fund. I think, you know, other budgets have money that flow through from federal sources in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure if it's the, you know, at the end of the day if it's the biggest, but it's definitely the biggest that is general fund. And in this district, it's a huge issue because we have a couple of facilities and a lot of people who live in my district work in the prison system.
And COVID has been a big issue with the Department of Corrections.
Yes, I believe that it's under control now and has been for a while. But I met with some corrections officers last week, and it's clear to me that there are many corrections officers who went through some very traumatic experiences that most of us would have trouble handling, and they're still showing up to work every day and doing their job with integrity and valor. So we need to look at the budget and see if we can help address some of the issues that maybe, you know, it's not COVID itself at this point, but people are still dealing with some of the fallout. I talked to one gentleman talked to me about having to deal with 42 people who passed away in a very short span of time
mm-hmm.
at the beginning of COVID. And so right now there are some issues around retention. And I had actually, John Terry and I had introduced bills to bring the Michigan corrections officers into the Michigan State Police pension system because they're doing essential work. They are first responders, a little different than the police out on the road, but very important to our state.
Yeah, and I think they're short-staffed, aren't they?
They are. And so many of them end up missing family events because on a regular basis because they're mandated to work overtime because although some businesses can shut their door and say we'll be open tomorrow. Prisons are open 24/7. They have to have adequate staffing to maintain safety, and so it's just not an option for them to close down.
Well, talk about this earned income tax credit. The Senate obviously gave at least some families will get quite a nice boost there, won't they?
Yeah, so the earned income tax credit is, it's a little bit complex in the way that the eligibility is determined, so I'm going to skip over that. But for our families who are working and paying taxes, which are most, who are struggling, the earned income tax credit is a federal tax credit, and then the state has had a 6% match, and the bills that we passed, and I do believe they'll become law, they actually passed with quite a bit of support on both sides of the aisle. Those families would now get a 24% federal match, and so in the 14th district alone, it will bring back or keep in our district $9.7 million, and for many families, it will be between a $300 and $3,000 refund. And then the great thing about this piece of legislation is it applies to 2022 income, and the people who qualify don't need to claim it. It's just going to happen. The Department of Treasury is going to calculate it and get the money back to the families who qualify.
That's pretty exciting for those families.
Yes, it's going to help with inflation and some of the that people have, especially with assistance ending after COVID, many families pay taxes and qualify for some assistance. So it's just really, you know, it's meant to make this time easier.
Sue, anything new on guns up there?
So we talked about that a lot, and I think that illustrates that legislation, it bounces around. It goes from the Senate to the House, sometimes back to the Senate, and then ultimately has to go to the governor. At this point, the red flag laws have gone through the House and through the Senate, and I believe that they will be signed by the governor very soon. And then that will complete that initial package of gun safety laws. I'm not aware of anything big coming down the pike right this second.
Yeah. A lot of violence across the country over the weekend.
Oh, it's scary. My husband and I were talking this morning, and I realized it seems like and we hear news from across the country, so it's not, you know, thankfully it doesn't seem to be happening in Michigan yet. But people make a little mistake, and all of a sudden they're shot. That's not okay. People need to take a breath. Call the police. That's what they're there for. And not shoot their neighbors.
Yeah. Well, we had Michigan State not too long ago, so.
Oh, I just meant the driving into the driveway violence. No, we have a lot of violence in Michigan. We have too much violence in Michigan. And I'm hopeful that these laws, when they do become, when they do go into operation, and again, we have to wait a year because Republicans refuse to give them immediate effect, that they will save lives and they'll prevent people from killing themselves. I sat down with the head of the Washtenaw County Department of Public Health, and she was telling me that suicide is one of the major problems in Washtenaw County, and I imagine that it is in Jackson. I'll have to follow up on that. And those are people who go through a period of time, and if they get help when they need it, they'll probably be okay. And so we need to keep working away at that. And then today, I am going to be spending the entire day at a community violence intervention summit that the group that I used to be a part of before I was a state senator is putting on to share what was learned with Washtenaw County's experience across the state. And so I'm excited about the ability of community violence intervention to also reduce gun violence in our communities. And it's we can do better, and I think that we'll all feel safer as we move through this process of working very intentionally to reduce gun violence.
State Senator Sue Schenck. Sue, thanks for the visit. Talk to you next week.
Thanks so much, Greg. It's always a pleasure. It's a great way to start the week.
Have a good week.